On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
And Simon Tierney has joined me once again. And Simon, the president herself, Catherine Connolly, has prompted this discussion this evening.
I'm already analysing her. So you might have noticed yesterday, or actually throughout the campaign, that Catherine Connolly, she has a kind of a signature hand gesture that she uses, which is, if I'm to describe it, it's like a triangle shape. So she puts the tips of her fingers together and then she puts her thumb together, which creates a kind of a triangle or a diamond. Now, she does this probably for a couple of reasons. We don't know exactly. Possibly because she wants to convey formality, or because she wants to stop.
It's kind of a thinking pose, I think.
It's kind of a thinking pose, yeah. Kind of reflective, or to stop herself fidgeting. Now, the reason why I say that is because this is quite common among world leaders to choose a signature hand gesture. And the reason why is because, if you think about it, if you've ever been in this situation, Kira, when you're standing in front of a group of people who are watching you, it's really difficult to know what to do with your hands. And the urge to fidget is very real and very present as you're doing, as you're demonstrating so well in front of me right now.
Caught me doing it right. No, I was mimicking what is actually called the Merkle diamond.
The Merkle diamond, yeah. So if we bring our minds back to Chancellor Angela Merkel, of course, the longtime Prime Minister of Germany, she adopted this signature hand gesture at the beginning of her premiership many years ago. And she's actually commented on it. She said that there was always a question, what to do with your arms, and that's how it came about. She kind of, in a very Germanic way, kind of decided, right, I need something to do with my hands, this is what I'm going to do. And then she continued to do it for like 15 years.
And she liked it because it had a certain symmetry.
Had a certain symmetry. That's really German. Yeah. Versprung Technik. She adopted that and it worked very well for her. And Catherine Connolly, not for a moment suggesting that she's copying Angela Merkel, but a lot of people do this. And one wonders, is it to stop fidgeting? It's a very effective way. Some people will clasp their hands together, either in front or behind them. Other people will, I don't know, what else can you do? It's really hard to know. It's very hard to just stand there with your hands by your sides. And
well,
Catherine Connolly
lots,
will have to do a lot of that over the next few
that's
years.
Where lots of people, like I have right now, have a pen in their hand, because that gives you something to kind of play with as if...
Yeah.
It's kind of a distraction technique. What exactly is fidgeting? What else counts as fidgeting?
A lot of people will hold their glasses in their hands. I do that sometimes as well. You're not a glasses wearer. But
no, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. So fidgeting is essentially any repetitive movement that you do unintentionally. So there has to be a certain level of repetition to it. So if you're bouncing your leg under the table, there's repetition to that. And it has to be unintentional. So you know the way you... Like my wife always interrupts me and says, Simon, stop bouncing your leg. I don't even realise I'm doing it.
And you're
so
doing
it is unintentional.
That we tap.
I
all
tap.
The time.
Yeah, I'm a fidgeter. I bounce my leg under my desk. I also I twirl my wedding ring with my thumb. I do that a lot.
Lots of people do that. That's pretty common actually.
Yeah. I drum my fingers on the table and I rub my beard.
Okay, remind me to never sit beside you in the office. I don't like the beard rubbing. I get the ring, but the tapping can be a bit annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you know the way, like in cartoons, people rub their beards when they're thinking or being wise.
Is that what people are doing? Do you
think
being
when
wise? They're
when you see me in the office tomorrow rubbing my beard, don't think I'm fidgeting. Just say, Simon's being wise.
He's very deep. Yeah. He's a very deep thinker. Is that what it is? Or is it a...
You're twirling your hair now.
Now you're making me really self-conscious. Is it... I always think fidgeting is kind of like an anxiety.
Yeah. So they say that fidgeting is a response to either anxiety or to boredom, right? So if you're doing it in response to anxiety, there's a kind of a primeval reason behind this, Kira, and it's that it's to go on, almost prep ourselves for danger. So if you imagine our Neanderthal ancestors, that they're kind of they're getting this pent up energy ready to go, that they're fidgeting, but then the lion doesn't appear and we don't need to run for our lives nowadays. So we kind of have to channel that excess energy into fidgeting. So in that sense, fidgeting does have an evolutionary function. However, if it's in response to boredom, it can actually be a kind of a self-regulating mechanism. And studies have shown that fidgeting can actually help us to refocus on what we're doing. So there was one interesting study done a few years ago where the subject of the study was asked to doodle on a piece of paper. Kind of do a little sketch on a piece of paper while they were monitoring a phone conversation for details. And they discovered that the people who were doodling rather than the control group who weren't doodling actually remembered more facts later on from the phone conversation.
So it actually helped them to concentrate as opposed to distract them.
Exactly, yeah. So you'll often notice that people with ADHD might do a lot of fidgeting because they have all this extra energy, kind of a distracted energy that they want to do. And people assume that the fidgeting is a symptom of this kind of distracted nature that they might have. But in fact, it can be a self-regulating mechanism.
Oh, so it's not actually your restlessness. It's a kind of a control.
Well, it can be both. The science around this is really, really tricky. So it depends on the person. It's very individualistic.
Do most of us do it unbeknownst to ourselves?
Yes, it has to be. It has to be unbeknownst. It has to be involuntary. But there are a group of people out there, and God bless them, Kira. These are people who are suffering from mesokinesia. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but
no,
this is...
No, funnily enough, I haven't.
This is... You're not a sufferer yourself. You're not in a support group, no. This is a diagnosable condition. Mesokinesia is people who have a fear or hatred of fidgeting, right? Now, the people who suffer from this, generally, the main triggers that they have are leg, hand or foot movements, jiggling thighs, I'd be in that group, twitchy fingers, pen clicking and hair twiddling. So they're the things that really trigger them and set them off.
Now, and when you say trigger, you're talking full-blown anger, panic, distress here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Full-blown panic and distress. One person who responded to their emotional reaction in this study said, quote unquote, "If I see someone tapping their fingers on a desk, my immediate thought is to chop their fingers off with a knife."
You better hope that person doesn't work in the News Talk office, Simon,
really,
or you're in trouble.
Yeah, I will be in trouble. I also flick like the pen around in my hand a lot.
And we have a texter in here to the Hard Shoulder. Playing with a pen is fidgeting. Kira, you are a fidgeter. It's okay. It's a safe space. That sounds like a sibling of mine texting, and to be honest, is chewing your nails a fidget thing? I do it all the time when I'm bored.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Of course, that's a classic one that people do for anxiety as well, but it is a form of fidgeting. I just remembered there's a brilliant James Bond movie 30 years ago, celebrating his 30th anniversary this year, GoldenEye, Pierce Brosnan's first James Bond outing. One of the sub-villains in that is played by Alan Cumming, Boris, this Russian techno nerd. And he has, they actually use fidgeting as a storyline in the movie. He's constantly twirling a pen in his hand. But what he doesn't realise is that James Bond has replaced his pen with one that has been made by Q back in London. And if he clicks it three times, it will explode. Now, we're not giving any spoilers away because it's 30 years later, but eventually that pen does what it's supposed to do. And fidgeting plays a key part in the plot of that movie. I just remember that right there. Do you remember that movie? It's a great
I'm
movie.
I'm extremely young, it is such Simon. 30 years ago, 30 hardly. Years ago. Hardly. I'm only 43.
This is radio, you see. You can pretend to be any age you want.
How do you stop it? Or should you stop it, actually?
Yeah. So there are ways to stop it. But increasingly, science is telling us that maybe we need to harness fidgeting rather than trying to get rid of it. But people say that, you know, do you ever see those fidget spinners?
Yes.
Yeah, so we have a couple of fidget spinners at home for the children. Fidget spinners themselves are not recommended because often you have to look at them while you're doing it, so it actually does distract you. Fidget cubes, on the other hand, are recommended. So if you can get your hands on those, they don't require direct vision. My wife always says to me, just stop bouncing your leg, because that's my main thing. But it doesn't work, because I will stop bouncing my leg, but after 30 seconds, I'll involuntarily go right back to it. So it's better to look at the reasons why you're doing it in the first place. And if you can find the reasons why, then you can figure out how to stop it.
Or just buy yourself a fidget cube.
Or buy yourself a fidget cube. But Same the first thing is to accept. You've got to accept that you're in this group too, Ciara.
Okay. Fidget, fidget, fidget. Click the pen, click the pen. Simon Tierney, thanks for that as always.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.